And you met with us to what you want to have. So she's not entitled to cover the Ksube, Allah has come with the Hamo. He became Melzi Kush, who is a sword to him. Midraise, she certainly becomes the tribe of the right of collecting the Ksubo. So the Mishnah says now, if a Shio marries, if someone marries a Shio, so she then is not entitled to collect the Ksubo. But if a kid marries a Kusho, she is entitled to marry the Ksubo. She is entitled to marry the Ksubo. So that's the Gemara he writes. So there is a machlekes tanoim in the braisa. Why is it that a kohen who marries a grusha, so she's entitled to collect niksubin, and if he marries a shniyo, which is only also rabbonon, so he's not entitled. So one Tanoim says, Rebbe says, how old did we take her? Did we take her in Tzri and Chizuk? How old did we save him? Did we save him? So Rebbe says, he understands, just because she is his own person, and people are disposed to be mizalze, to ignore the rabbis. So because of that, the Chachomim had to enact a special knas. Mashim king, usually king, everybody knows the chinder of the tisa. So there will not be, many Jews will be induced to marry a grusha, kehani will be married to a grusha. So it doesn't require such a sanction. After all, chachomim do not want to deprive the woman of the ksuba, unless it's absolutely necessary. So, in regard to shmiyas, so the chachomim felt it was a necessity, because otherwise people will be disposed to marry shmiyas. It's only us and Rabbanon, they said. Mashenke, Al-Holaki, Bodo, Kushla, Kinhebi. So people are not so mizalzel in the Raisa. So it's a chizuk. So that's why the Chachomim were not misake, that she should be divested, should be deprived of the right of collecting kisuk. That's Rebbe's explanation. Reb Shimon Lozo says something else, that in the case of Shnias La'arayas, so the woman is likely to keep on urging the husband and to urge him to marry, because she has no Yira Shamayim. If a woman has no Yira Shamayim, so she thinks she has nothing to lose by marrying someone to whom she's also married, because it will not affect the status of the children anyway. If someone marries a Shiola Rais, so it doesn't affect the status of the children. Mashiach came when a kibbutz marries an amona, when a kinhedit marries a grusha, so it affects the status of the children. In other words, they become halolim. And a kohen is not allowed to marry a chalolo, so the offspring of such a marriage if a girl is the offspring of such a marriage, she cannot marry a kohen. So in other words, so the average woman is reluctant to enter into such a marriage, because she knows there are certain repercussions, certain consequences. Mashenke, a marriage of shniyas, there are no repercussions. So, if a woman does not have any Yerushalayim, she'll constantly persevere in urging the husband to marry. So because of that, the Chachomi decided that the sanction has to be applied. Mashiach came because she margilose. She's margilose when he's a girl, but to marriage. But by Kusha, the king Hege, Talmud, the king Kodol, she is not likely to persevere in enticing the man to marry. So that's Rav Shimon Elozer's explanation. So the Gemara says, what's not connected? Whether we explain it like Rebbe, because Halod in the Teirot and Chizuk, with Yahud in the Sefer Mitzvah and Chizuk, or on the basis of Halod, so Nishomad Wose, Halod in Nishomad Wose. So the Gemara says, the Nafkimine would be, suppose a Yisrael is not a Mamzer, marries a Mamzeres, and Gedushin is Teifeis, Ishi, and he has to divorce her. So Bezin will be keeping to divorce her. But is she entitled to collect the Ksuvi or not? So if we say, like Abbe, that the Nafkimine is Tzricha Chizuk, if we say like Rebbe that the Vritero is in Tzricha Chizuk, so then she's entitled to collect the Ksuvah, because that's also the right thing. So there is no basis for sanctions to be applied against her, for sanctions to be applied against her. But if we say like Rav Shimon Elozer, that the reason is to buy by kosher we can edit, and now the king God is entitled to collect the Ksuvah, is because she is not induced, she is not disposed to urge a man to marry her anyway, because she knows that it will affect the status of the children of the descendants. So in this case, she is not worried about the status of the descendants, because the mamzer is lazy shifra. So in other words, if a certain woman is a mamzeres, she is disposed to persevere in urging the men to marry her, and she's not worried. Truly, she has no Yiras Shamayim, so she is not concerned about the fact that it involves an Isa B'Raisi. And then she doesn't think that the status of the children will be affected, because true, she knows that if she's a mamzeres and the Yisrael will marry her, so the son that she'll have will be a mamzer, but then he'll be able to retire the future generations. He'll marry a shifra. So the melee, according to Rav Shimon Elozer, so if a mamzeres or a nisino is married to a Yisrael, so then when he divorces her, she is entitled to call it the ksuvah. According to her, she's not entitled. According to Rav Shimon Elozer, she is not entitled because she is disposed to urge a man to marry her. But according to Rebbe, that the Vritero in Tzrir Chizuk, so she is entitled to collect the ksuvah. So we see from that. So Magil Mamzer Sisiro Yisrael Kibnayo Mandel Mishagimo Oyi Magiloi Kibnei Sheyoch Lahashir Lahashir Zarei Al Yoy Sheyi Soshifo. So the Gemara mentions that in connection with Yisino also. So we see now if Yisino will marry Ben Yisrael, a regular Jew, so what will the son be? In nothing. And the Gemara says that she is not worried because he'll have a way to be entire generations. He'll marry Shifra. So we see from this Gemara that not only Mamzer is allowed to marry Shifra, that in nothing is also allowed to marry Shifra. So the Melee, there is an Eitzeh, the Chotzeh and the Chotzeh Mechirin can marry a Misino. So the Tzad Mechirin is a Ger. A Ger is allowed to marry a Misino. And Eved is also allowed to marry Misino, because from the Gemara it obviously appears that just as a Mamzer is allowed to marry a Shifra, so a Nosi is also allowed to marry Shifra. Only a Mamzer is allowed to marry Shifra, but a Nosi is also to marry Shifra. So why would the Gemara say that according to Shimon Elozer, so she is not entitled to collect the Ksuvah? Because only a Kusha Mekin Hedit is entitled to collect the Ksuvah. But a Nisino in Israel is not entitled, because she is disposed to urge a man to marry her, because she has nothing to worry about, but she has to worry, it will affect the status of the children. If she, the Nisino, will marry a Israel, what will the son be? A Nosin. And a Nosin is not allowed to get married. He's not allowed to marry a Shifra. So he cannot be retired of future generations. The answer is no. She doesn't care whether it's Mutar or Osir. If she cares, so then she wouldn't marry anyone that is Osir to be married to her. So we are worried about the women who have no Yirah Shamayim. So, but even if they have no Yirah Shamayim, they will be deterred from doing something that will affect their descendants, Leila Moya. Masha'im came, if a woman thinks that she has a way of being Masha'im Leila's, even if it involves an Isa'ah, so she doesn't care. So she will be used to persevere in urging a certain man to marry her. Then she'll have children, the children will be in Sini. Then she'll advise the children in Sini to marry Shifra. It's Osel. So she'll tell them, all right, you do something that is Osel. But when they do marry, even though it's Osel, the children will be already. And then when the Osel is Mishacha, then they'll be allowed to be what we call. So Mele, the woman might be used to urge a man to marry. To marry. So he said, Why is it that the Nosim is not allowed to marry Shifra and the Mamzer is allowed to marry Shifra? So Tetzves discusses why is it that the Mamzer is allowed to marry Shifra and the Nosim is not allowed. So if we want to assume that a Nosi is also allowed to marry Shifra, so then we could say, who is not allowed to marry Shifra? Someone who is not a Psulko, but someone who is himself a Psulko. So Psulko Mutom Mobizebazet. So the Mele, a Mamzer is himself a Psulko, and the Shifra is a Psulko, so is a Mamzer allowed to marry Shifra. But we see that the Nosim, who is himself a Psulko, is not allowed to marry Shifra. So we see that there is no general principle that Psulko are talking of his ever. There is no such general principle. So, and that's the reason as to why Nosim, who is Psulko, is not allowed to marry Shifra. So why is Mamzer allowed to marry Shifra? So the Tam says, what is the Isya for Shifra? Nikola says, when he encouraged the lady soil, he implies that the Levite is not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael. And we see a page of this Yisrael implies that the Jew is not allowed, the Jew in the Levite is not allowed to marry Shifra. Why? How do Shifra and Levite come within the expressions of the year Kodesh and the year Gdeisho? Now, what is Kodesh? What is Gdeisho? Gdeisho means a woman in whom a real marital relationship cannot be established. Now, in a Shifra, so a Shifra, there cannot be any Kedushin. Kedushin is not infants in Shifra. And then it cannot be Mikadosh in Shifra. And then it cannot be Mikadosh in Shifra. So in other words, so when a Yisrael marries a Shifra, so it's a Bia of Kedushus. In other words, this is the kind of a marriage that cannot be translated into a real marital relationship, Kedushin relationship. So that's Kedushus. So the male, and who is a Mamzer? A Mamzer is the offspring of Kedushus. Because who is a Mamzer? If the point is born up in New York, so the child is not a Mamzer. Let's say, if the offspring of an Ishish, or of an incestuous marriage, let's say, if the offspring of a relationship between a brother and a sister, between a father and a daughter, between a mother and a son, so in such a marriage, Kedushin is not Davis. That's Chayav HaKrisis. So Kedushin is not Davis in Chayav HaKrisis, except Nido. So Nido is not an Elbow, it's an Isakores, it's not an Elbow. So a Mamzer is the offspring of an Elbow. Who is an Elbow? An Elbow, by definition, is a woman in whom Kedushin cannot be Davis. So that's Kedushus. So in other words, Imamza by definition is the offspring of Deishus. And what is the Isa? To marry a Shikol is a Deishus of this Israel. In other words, a Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Shifal because the relationship between the Yisrael and the Shifal is a Gdacious relationship. Because no Gdushi can be established. If, let's say, a Jewish man lives with a Jewish woman without a Gdushi, so it's loose. But a Gdushi relationship can be established, except that they don't care to have a Gdushi relationship, a real marital relationship. Mashiach in the Shikvah, so no marital relationship could be established. So mainly the marriage with the Shikvah is a gracious relationship, because it is that kind of a relationship that cannot be translated into Al-Bedin. It cannot be reduced, it's incapable of being reduced into a genuine marital relationship. Because a genuine marital relationship is a relationship that can be reduced into a Kedushin relationship. And by Shikvah, so Kedushin is not atheist. So Mele, it's a Kedushin relationship. A relationship that can never be reduced into a genuinely marital relationship. Because Kedushin is not how in Shikvah. So that's the reason as to why a Israel is not allowed to marry Shikvah. If for some reason a certain Jew could be taken as Kedushin in the Shikvah, then it wouldn't come within the Issa of the Sivdeshu. The reason is why marriage with the Shikvah comes within the law of the Sivdeshu, because Kedushin is impossible in the Shikvah. But if for some reason a world could be becoming a Shikvah, he would be allowed to marry a Shikvah. The reason is why one is not allowed to marry a Shikvah is because Kedushin is not possible in the Shikvah. So, and the Mamzer is the offspring of a Kedushin relationship, of a Kedushin relationship. So the Mele, a Mamzer is allowed to marry a Shifal, since a Mamzer by definition is the offspring of a Kedushin relationship. So the Mele, he is not Osir to marry a Kedushin. Mashiach came, a Nosi. So, a Nosi is something else, he gets his anonymity. So Mele, even though he's a possible love and call, but he's not allowed to marry a Shifal. It's a special heter for a Mamzer, because the Issa of Shifal is because of the love of his invitation. And the Mamzer is also love and call because he is the offspring. He is the offspring of Deishus. So the Mele and the Shifal is as well because she is a Deishus. Because Kedushin is not possible. So the Mele, a Mamzer, who himself is born in Deishus, so he is allowed to marry Shifal. We take now the Maishin of Yerucharu, and we talk to Sino, Vasum of Shifal, the Avon of Tavai Chayor Lav, a Mele, even Sino, it has to be Kedushin, Gambino, Bishop Zuriko, in a Mele, we have a Mitzvah, we talk, we call the Mele, we can call, Avon Shifal, it has to be Kedushin, we have to be Mele. All right. We leave it here. The reason is that why I did it very much here, because I want, before Purim, I want to finish the Gemara up to the Agarite, like this one. And then we'll skip the Agarite, and after Purim we'll start the one.
Shirnun Dalet and Baba Basra, Vidal of Adarai Toshin Mem, February 20th, 1980, on Thursday. Shunan Dalan Baba Basra, Yudalov Adarai Topshin, Mem, February 28, 1980, on Thursday.
In Trine, all together, we have Intimi, and the three also is one. Intimi. Hoy Rasim, Vichim Kolno Vivino, Vini, that's why Rashi says, Vichim Kolno Vivino, in other words, for Shidi. We know we should know the word Shidi. Why did he say Yochim Kasinon? That's a cloud. Whenever Rashi says of Kasinon, it means there's an idea. And here we have the Dios Saramah. So Rashi is also cognizant of the Dios Saramah. But he says, no, this is the right thing. Chikonok no vino, no vino, no so shoni shiti, umisai no mato, umas vino mayo. What does it mean, umisai no mato, umas vino no mayo? Im nizdamelei, si masikno no mato, bisik vada, if it happened that it finished, one seifer, at the end of the daf, mas vino sikno yo ache vresha daf, so that's Rashi Shiti. That when is there a law in requirement that between one Sefer and another Sefer, he has to be four blank lines only if he starts, if he finishes one Sefer in the middle of the time. And then he starts in the next Sefer also at the same time. So then there has to be a blank space, a symbolic of the separation between one sefer and the other. But if he finishes one sefer at the end of the daf, he can start at the beginning of the new daf without leaving any blank space. That's Rashi. Now let's learn this thesis first. Umisai no mato umas no mayo pirish mikuntres vintzor vani adalachi. In other words, that the whole requirement of living four blank lines is only shayach if he starts the new sefer on the same daf as the outgoing sefer. We nearly read the ben chumesh ve chumesh on the yom tzoy on van vi daf chikoma den tzoy ki before we shayach on the kamon shimbolach vichaytei אז הוא בחומש וחומש עוד תאירו. אבל בחומש וחומש עוד תאירו לאי, מי נדע בהפר של פסוחו, שבו ימצא עם אומתו לצורך להניח שידו האחז. הוכנעמד, דידו להניח, בסייף כל חומש, פרשי, Shodalachiti. So the Rishit is that is Chilka Rashi. According to Rashi, so this Alochem Misayim Mato Maskon Omayo, that it doesn't have to be any blank lines, applies to Torah also, Bechumesh Lechumesh also. But the contrary, so it only applies to the Vin. So by the being, so if it is it by the being, so if he finishes one sefer of the being, of one sefer of the being, and one daf at the end of one daf, so he can start the second sefer of the being at the beginning of the other daf without leaving blank lines. Mashiach came by Torah, so even if he finishes one sefer of the precious. And one at the end of one daf, so it still has to be four blank lines at the beginning of the second daf. Why is there a difference between Torah and the Bein? So it says, because of the Gemara daf Yudalef, Shibolachtech, because why the Bein? So even if you have a number of the Bein in one scroll, so it is allowed to be Chetech. To be chaytek, mashen kin by Torah, so it's not allowed to be chaytek. So that's why, since it's not allowed, so it's bound, it's destined to remain in the same score. If it is destined to remain in the same score, then it must have a certain surah that is symbolic of the separation between one thing or another, just as there is a halacha, that there has to be a certain tzurah that is symbolic of the parasha psucho. So here, there has to be a certain tzurah that is symbolic of the separation between one thing and another. So that's the issue. Then the mitzvah says, Umisayim Elamato, the mitzvah before Eish, Umisayim Elamato, Vatsun Elamayo, Ulimam in the Adalachiti, Vidavke Vinovel Inovi, Avo, Vichumesh Vichumesh, Lo Yisayim Elamato, Umasvel Elamayo, Afilu Bar Noches, Dalachiti, the mitzvah shite is that by Novi, that Dalet Shikin is always required. Even by Novi, Dalet Shikin is required. But by Novi, so he can start the new Sefer in the new Daf. In other words, but he is required to leave and the outgoing Daf was cheating. But Bichumish Lechumish, so he cannot even start the new Chumish and the new Daf. But he has to start the new Chumish Bienza. So that's you know we know it. Our Bichumish Lechumish will sign the Matu Masu Mailer. I feel about the Chazal cheating. כי דומה בראשם ולכמה למדלה, ביצור שהגינה באמצע דף, ומסכו באמצע עושה, ובנובי ניסיין ניסיין ומסכו בראש, ונינו יתם, so why so that way that according to its word there is a special halacha that in Torah, so in Sefer Torah, so he cannot be Nisayim at the end of the Daf, one Chumash, and then start the next Chumash at the beginning of the new Daf. But he has to finish one sefer in the emtzada and then start and leave four lines blank and start the next sefer also the emtzada. We literally account they do inside the sefer daf to yadiya habo shidi mishum shemo yom lachte. Aber nobody knows it. She bo lachte his chaytech. So is beside no man. That's the reason as why by Chumash, by Moshe, so you're not allowed to start the beginning of the new Daf, even though he leaves four blank lines. Right. Now let's learn the other things. Mad gonna take on the Muksui. Kiel. Abishiev Shosulim on the table, or give a few days, Mashikosalan Yah. Haben wir besteht Schriftes, aber geschehen in den Burg in Jachar, in Gneis, Texas was bothered by certain difficulty. There is a moment in Gilead that one is not allowed to put Nivim upon a Chumash, or Sumim upon a Nivim, because the Kedusha of Torah is more than the Kedusha of Nivim. The Kedusha of Nivim is more than the Kedusha of Sumim. So the question is how can Rabbi say that one can write a table in Ksuvim in one scroll, but if you write a table in Ksuvim in one scroll, so it's unavoidable that when he rolls it the other way, so he rolls the Nevi'im of Rabbi Torah. So he says, why is it also? Because it's not the Rakovet. So where is the Rakovet if you put separate scrolls? But if it's in one scroll, even though one is wrong for another, then it's not the Rakovet. All right. Have you never told me that? So what do you think Joshua would be as I would say? Matzah Shroach of Yad. We ask from Joshua, we will be אלו נביאים וקסומים על גבי תאירו, אבל נביאים על גבי קסומים, אויבים פרלוי. אבל היי נתן, אני, זה עשה משהי אני עושה, זה תיצוסה, to put Suvim of God in the evening. That's what it is. Now, at the time, when she knew the Hakim was doing, or he had to be, he had to be, he had was a hoche, the boy, she called, no, no, it's not. Now, go to time, she knew the Hakim was not there. He knew the Rashi. All right. Tell me about it. Oh, hey, it's a little bit, he won't be book Suvim. Careful. If he wants to put them in one scroll, Midabe, so he can write them in one scroll. The eight secretary, she can go for the lamp. And at the beginning, so he has to leave blank at the beginning of the scroll. So he has to leave blank. How much blank does he have to leave? Can you go on lamp? Enough blank to be able to roll over a cylinder. I mean, it's a nano that is used. So now, if it's a, so as much blank that to roll over the whole amount, that's all that he has to be blank at the beginning of the safe, of the scroll. Kilogram would be safe, and at the end, so at the end of the scroll, he has to be blank much more. Would be safe in the whole heck to roll around the whole written portion of the safe, of the scroll. Would be safe in the whole heck. Now let's see the Rashi. Kilogram, maniach kvar cholo gogo agam yamo shalitz, shasik benilo, visei kvar leke, visei kvar maniach cholo gogo, kidei logo bei kola keike, shenei se shnei amudim ni geirulei, lem tzoe, amui shon lo isi lo isi mateo, elu geirulei, mitchilo se mitzeike, vitgeireich hacholo, al kolo lahek, So, in other words, since he's Galileo, Mitchilos in the same way, so there he has to be Galileo, the whole Kalkolaik. Now, if he's Midabek Teon, Mitzuyim Geachor, so then he doesn't make two Amodim. We have two Amodim in the Sevator. So, in the Sevator, so we just have Hamisha Kuchetero, we don't have Teon in the Mitzuyim. So we have two Amodim. But if he's in Dabe, Kteon, Ivi, Muxukim in one scroll, then he has just one element, one cylinder. And he's Gela here, Mitrivos in the Sefer. And then, so he has to have enough blank at the end to roll around the whole act. No, that's the comment. Umisai Numatu Masu Mayo, Vimbolachte Chente, my comment. My name is Hakim Levi. The Kolechon Bechon of God's name is Leon. In other words, actually, I mean, no one says that the only way to write Tegon Levi Muxuvim is by writing Tegon Levi Muxuvim in one scroll. That's not the only way. I mean, this is a Torah, such a Torah, I mean, so when it's a Chamishon Tera, we can just in one scroll by itself. So that's the ideal. So Machlikis means whether it's allowed to write all in one scroll. But certainly if the ball actors, in other words, that the Torah should be by itself and read by itself, so it's a pshites that it's muta. So my comma, on top there, because since it's very likely that there will be Chaytech, and then people will look, they'll see all of a sudden, he has blank lines. So if it is together, if it is sewn together with the other scroll, with the areas of the other scroll, all right, but if it is Chaytech, if it attaches one from the other, and the has blank lines, so then it's there at night. So Mele, that's the reason as why we say that when he's masked from the Bible, he shouldn't breathe. And the new doubt any great ones, because there is a possibility that it one will be detached from the other. Now the Gemara says, "Very mino, chilas haseifer, the seifer, kidei rogeo, kidei rogoma, I kidei rogelamu, kashi hesh, I kidei rogel hekev, kashi am." So it's mashma that a vayse implies that the shame, that the same blank space that you leave at the beginning of the scroll, you leave at the end of the scroll. Because it says, through the same fair, they say fair. So you have to leave blank at the beginning of the scroll and then at the end of the scroll. But it's different tuning in this blank space. So, he can no longer catch a head. He can no longer catch on. So in other words, that it means Trilas Asayfer Kidiloki. So Trilas Asayfer is Kidilom, and Tzim Asayfer is Kodlek. When does it say that Trilas Asayfer that in according to Ravash's parents? So when the Bryce says Trilas Asayfer the same thing, Kidiloki, so it means the same Shia and Kidulog Long, but it is reference to Sivator. So by Sivator you have to have two Amri. So in the middle, since you have two Amri, so you roll up to a certain point here and then you roll from the other side. So in the middle, it's Kidulog Long. Titania Colas won't be going to the same one. In other words, that you make two amudi and it's legal end. Now let's see the basis. Here, basic information you are wrong, we say to the AK. Kikos Bukhas Swam. Because you believe in kind of me, say the same thing. Kobas Swam, rolling with Chiloso. So here the price is saying, according to Rashi's hearsay, that it's Nidlel, Mitchiloso, and it's safe. Mitchiloso, and it's safe. You start from the beginning to the soul. But in the second century, it is mentioned, class one, the golden philosopher, that you start from the end, and you roll it to the beginning. Who come to the name of the safety, as over the philosopher of the world, who must appear as a compass of philosophy of the safety, that with philosophy means, with philosophy of the safety, in a lost way, must be. We got to use the Albino name. So why should Bada's falling be different? So if it is so then it has to be Nigla. If the Omud is here, so naturally it has to be Nigla, we say to it was. So the key changes the deals of the Omud. Not the way Rashi has the deals. That they say that he's Gilead from the Tchilo to the soul, but if he's Gilead, so that means that he rolls it from the soft to the end. From the soft to the end. Who has born in the kindness as for him. The Ochashan. But then, the just as for him is inconsistent, seems to be inconsistent with the pricing, as a thing. There it says, Kolasor Miglovin Litchilosor, Yochajani, the Ayurad Mabik Devon Vimuksur. But here we are dealing when Devon Vimuksur is one squall. So then it's not a proper thing to be Gaelic from the soft to the end, from the soft to the yin. We all say, Nochem Lami, Abu the same thing, maybe Alan. Because if the animals will be the same thing, Shegnayim Shetekteo Nikreches, Sobi Nivri Nimuksum. So then if you look and see the Torah is a Shema, it's observing to the Nimuksum. We need to ask them Shema Mnil. We can't say, come, I'm a Dreshet and Shetekteo Nikri, und Nivri Nimuksum Bachut, so the Nivri Nimuksum will be a shame to the Torah. We'll come and shall we go to Kotone? We go as well as the Lord and the Savior of the Lord. You also have to remember the Lord's Son. We shall be married. We'll bring small and go as well as the Kotone. We shall go the way we are getting. It's only Kotone. The Eidi Marash Bola, the Lord's Son, the Gals of all, we cash it, Kolaal. The Michal, the Shnuye, Dunye, the Hamkaise, the Koyalo. The Koyalo. שיבול אח בחיתך תיבל רשבו הום עלי בשתי כנכס ישראל ופיר שעק ונטרס כי תראו בקרח אחרון ובין בקרח אחרון משמע אבו תאירו ובי בקרח אחרון די חלק אבו שני ריצים וכדי חום ארוחה תחלטי so over there we say that if תאירו נביא מקסובי and תאירו נביא is בקרח אחרון so then it's not חלק. It's not healthy. Why? Because it's a bizoyim to cut up in the middle, to detach the living from the Torah. But here the Gemara says that it's a hetagomo to be healthy the living from the Torah. In Shlema, Chavu Bizoyim HaSefer, Elokei Shechitich Ma'amas Chavukeh, Eina Ganam. It's not a bizoyim per se, because after all, when you have a squaw, whether it is a scroll of Hamishah Pachpeh or a scroll of Nevi, you don't write all of the Hamishah Pachpeh or all of the Nevi and one die. I mean, that's impossible. So you have many delays and then the different delays are sold together the way we have it, the way we have it in the Svater. We have different delays and it's all together. So mainly when the Gemara says it doesn't mean you tear it the way you tear a piece of paper, just like this. You don't tear it that way. But in other words, you detach it at the point of juncture where different gilgates are sewn together. But different gilgates are sewn together. So that is not involved. Detaching it. In other words, I'm sewing it. That's what it means. You don't cut in the midst of the cloud. So you just unsew it. So that does not involve any bizoyim per se. But when you unsew it for the purpose of dividing it between two yoshim, then it looks like ignite. But when you don't do it in order to divide one part, in order to give one portion to one son and the other portion to the other son, then it doesn't give out enough. Fine. Tonarabo, in a sincere role, the old case are a cave, the cave is a cave. It's an Indian of Zekiri Van Vey. I mean, in other words, if there is symmetry and there is a certain correspondence between the length and the heker, so then it's more beautiful. So it comes within the Indian of Zekiri Van Vey. So Tomer Abon, the way is in Sivatayr, the way is in Sivatayr, that the length of the Sivatayr should not be more than the heke, the way a cave is our work. Shall we say, the shears of a cave of the camel? Oma when the video, shish, the cloud of camel in the day. Now we have three kinds of power. Grill, cloud, and consciousness. Real cloud and consciousness. So, what is real? Video means that you take the hymen demo, the ego demo, and of course you take all the sap, the hair, and then you cultivate it, you process it, certain chemicals with gold, and so, and you flower it, you salt it, so then it's real. Because if you don't salt it, and you don't cultivate it, then it's called matzo. Then it's called matzo. As a matter of fact, at one time, one of the well-renowned masculine, about 100 years ago, Chaim Zenik Smolinski, he was a scientist, a master, an astronomer, so he wrote an article, and while he was a young man, he also learned. So he wrote an article in Axpiro, and he said, and he criticized the Ramo. He says, the Ramo says that when you make matzahs for Pesach, you cannot put in any salt. So he said, that is a new thing, it has no work here in Shas. So, of course, many people were outraged, were disturbed, I mean, by this attitude. So Alexander Michel Apides wrote an answer in the same Atzviro, and he said that there is a mokeya in the Shas. Why? Because a piece of hide that is not salted is called by the more matzo. Why is it called matzo? So we see, in other words, because in matzo, you cannot put in any salt in the matzo. That's why it's called, that's why the more uses the expression matzo in respect to a piece of area that was not salted. But video means that the hair was taken off and it was salted, it was processed with certain chemicals, with gona. So that's real. Then you divide, so the real is the whole piece of light. And then you divide the video, you split it into two portions. So one portion is Ritzad Asayo, and the other portion is Ritzad Abosso. Now, so one is Tuchsustes, one is Kwa, but which is which? So at that point there is a Machlokes Hashem. Gvil is the whole thing, the whole thing. And then when you split it into two portions, so one is Kwa and one is Tuchsustes. Which is which? There is a Machlokes Hashem. So, but most Hashem say that the portion that is Ritzad Haseyo is Kwab, and the portion that is Ritzad Aboso is Duchsustes. But the Rambam says just the reverse. Now in the Rambam there are two disputes. Now let's see what this is. With real Shishat Kwab, with Kwab behind. View where Yeshua is Kan Kwab, Elohim is COS Asa, the case we may say, be mocking Sah, will walk a corner with real, shame the Sukkot, the normal real, just as Aboni, that are not shaped in any way. Crude Aboni, the way they were hewn out from the mountain. So it's called real. The Rishi, the Pomi Chikr is in Shnai, the Rahubi. The Isi Shiva, Seyo, Kore Klap, that's what Isi Shiva is, the Shiva of Rosh. The Isi Shiva is a Gosso, Kore Dursus. And that is Teisa Shiva and Shiva of Rosh Hashem. And that is the Shiva of the Rambam according to our text. But the other response in the text of the Rambam. So, the easy shit are also gold of sisters. The Moshe of sisters are the Moshe Moki Boso. The Moshe Motai, Kim Boso Sustus, Viduhan Moki, Muduhway, Rizli, Mokiway, Rizla, La, and the Loki means that now the video has to, the grill is all thing, but it has two sides. One is the Tsarasayo, and one is Tsaraboso. So the video is the whole thing, and you have to write it on the Tzaraseh. Now then, the club. So you write with Tzaraboso, and the Chsustes, you write with Tzaraseh. So, how the Chsustes with Tzaraseh? Because la classe is a post, the norm of the dynamics of the success is a zero, who is making of the staff, the show of the industry. We shall all be in class, which we will be in the success, who cast it all in the film, she is in the success of our class, we are all in the fact. So, show us how the shields of the table become all the individual. So, shields of the table become all can be boiled. What should be the length of his rattle? What's the proper thing? All these things are just as a hidden, they're not miyaki, but only as a mitzvah. So it says, Bikvirio shisho, bikvav, bikvirio shuo, bekek, bikotu tzor, shisho tvohi. So in video, we speak about shisho tvohi, hekek, bichsal beidu. So, bikvav, bichal no eini idea. Rabune kosav, shivin sifre de reitzen, nisram no elacha. So Rabune, so he tried to conform to this. I mean that it should be that way, that it should be okay. It's not so easy to manipulate that the Erech and the Hekev should be the same size. So he tried to, he aspired towards that, and he wrote 70 Sefer Torah. And of the 70 Sefer Torah, he only succeeded in one, that okay should be KK. Because it's very difficult to manipulate that. Rabach and Yaakov, Kosav Chad, he just tried to write once but all, and Mishra Dikle, and the hide, and the skin of the calf, just once but all, and he was successful. The Ishamle. It's a very strange remark. You have the Rabbon in Nayo. So the Rabbon looked at him. We know now here, I think it's very strange. We know now. So I appear some this remark, and he